Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Vasquez beaten away by Buffon, and then Ronaldo.
To the near post! Messi to the net! Mamma mia! Lionel! Romelu Chiocco now. Here's a Honduran. He'll whip it in back to the far post. Elis! Elba Feliz! La Pantanita! It's a Honduran connection!
This is an ESPN 97.5 road show. Live from Advantage BMW on Gray Street. This is Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. DaspitLaw.com. Here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome back to the show. Advantage BMW Midtown. A big thank you to Philip Southwick, Justin. Get down here. Midtown is where we are. It's the Midtown BMW location. It's on Gray. We have an ice cream truck here. We've already given out 2 pairs of Real Madrid, Bayern Munich tickets. We are going to give out 3 more pairs plus a signed David Alaba jersey as well. So there's a lot to go here. We got a nice crowd down here. I'm telling you, if you're driving around and you're in Midtown, and you guys are probably not going to want me to say this, but come in here and sign up for the raffle, because then the odds get a little bit more difficult. But you have a great shot at winning these tickets is all I can tell you. 713-780-3776 is the number, but you have to be here. 713-780-3776, the number. Letitia has won. Your name again, sir? And Neil has won already. They're going tonight. 60,000 plus, I think, is out already. A little later in the show, we're going to bring on Sam Mbonu of Afro Vibes Radio. We're going to talk a little AFCON and Algeria winning the African Cup of Nations over Senegal. We'll talk a little bit of Dynamo. Dynamo on TV later tonight. But, again, the big news here in Houston is Real Madrid and Bayern Munich. We're visiting right now with Houston Dash goalkeeper Devin Kerr. So training in the college game for the goalkeeping position, the difference between that and in the pro game, is there much of a difference?
Yeah, for me, I think there is a difference because talking again about Lori Walker, she was our head coach at Ohio State, but she also did do a little bit of goalkeeping work with me during my time there. I think it was great, the amount of training I was getting at Ohio State, but I think the difference between going from college training to the professional training environment was a pretty big jump. It was having a full-time goalkeeper coach who was specifically just focused on our development as goalkeepers, I think, was the biggest change. And I think being around 2 incredible goalkeepers that were able to, you know, push me every single day and help me, you know, close that gap of me being a collegiate goalkeeper and me now turning into a pro goalkeeper, I think was huge. And I think in about a few months' time, I was able to turn from a pretty good collegiate goalkeeper to now a professional goalkeeper. And I think the training and having consistent goalkeeping coaching was really huge for me, especially to get my game improved. And having those 2 around me pushing me every single day was awesome. So
Devin Kerr joining us, Houston Dash goalkeeper. A specific part of your game that the Dash and your goalkeeper coach are targeting with you. Is there a specific element of your game that they're really working on, maybe more than another?
I think a specific point, a specific area of my game they're working with me right now closely is my distribution and just getting, because the pace of play, I think that's, again, another huge jump from collegiate to professional, is the speed of play is a lot quicker here. And coming in as a rookie and a new keeper to playing professionally, I think the shock of how quick the game changes and how fast paced everything is was a big change for me. So I think getting my decision making quicker and seeing the field where I might not have been able to see it as much in college because it was slower paced. I think that's something that we've definitely been working on since I've been here. And again, just having that consistent training every day, I think has already made such a big jump in my progression and and I'm really happy with how I've been, you know, acclimating here.
With the Dash, how do they want goalkeepers playing? Do they want you playing with your feet a lot? Are you an additional field player? Yes or no? How does that work?
Yeah, I definitely think soccer in general has changed a lot recently, is now they want goalkeepers to be able to play with their feet, be able to see different situations, become playmakers on the field as well, not just be the people in the back that can use their hands. I think they want us to be a lot more involved in the play, and I think the Dash specifically, that is something they want us to be able to do, is play with our feet, be engaged, be involved with the game, kind of contribute in whatever positive way we can with our feet. So I think that definitely is something that they have been wanting us to work on, and that's a crucial thing in our team, in our team chemistry, that they want is our goalkeepers to be able to be involved with our feet.
She's Devin Kerr, Houston Dash. Next Dash home game. I've actually got some tickets here.
Sweet.
By the end of the night against Sky Blue, Sunday, July 28th. And the Dash in action tonight against the Washington Spirit. Need points right now.
Yeah.
In the NWSL after a good start. How thirsty are you to run out in front of a crowd at BBVA Stadium and get that first ever NWSL game under your belt?
I am very excited to have that come to me eventually. I love the fans. I love the atmosphere at BBVA. I think it's incredible, and I would love nothing more than to be out on that field and playing in front of those fans and getting 3 points with my team. And I'm just very excited to see my process and what is going to go on for me in this coming year, and it's been a great journey so far.
Because it's a mental challenge.
Yeah.
Training every day, dragging yourself there, picking yourself up, fielding balls, and training in this heat every single day to not get the opportunity yet.
Yeah.
Patience, you know, Joe Willis, for example, of the Houston Dynamo, didn't become a starter until he was in his 30s.
Yeah.
Was a backup his entire career. So there are amazing stories like that, and goalkeepers seem to have sometimes a little bit longer careers potentially, but how mental and psychological is it? Because, you know, when you don't get the reward of playing, you still have to mentally stay in there.
Yeah, I think that's, you kind of just hit the nail on the head. That's the biggest thing as a goalkeeper, is coming out to training every single day and giving it your all and putting in 110% effort every single day in training, regardless of what the outcome might be, because even though I'm not starting, it's just the fact that I need to be, you know, not just for myself, but providing a proper training environment for the other two goalkeepers, Jane and Bianca. I need to be on my A game every day to help make the team better as a whole. And then ultimately that's going to make me better for when my opportunity comes one day. I need to be ready for it regardless of how everything's going. But yeah, I do think it's a big mental game being a goalkeeper, and always needing to be ready and always needing to kind of be anticipating that moment that you might need to be put in the game. So training at 100% and doing all of that, I think, is huge. And yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about the World Cup in Canada, because you know, it was a little bit disappointing. I think Canada was one of the favorites coming into this World Cup. Little bit of a letdown, I think. And, of course, a lot of your teammates are Canadian internationals, including Sophie Schmidt, Michelle Prince.
Yep.
How were, you know, could you tell their mood since they've come back? Have you spoken to them?
Yeah.
What was the World Cup like for them? And then your thoughts on the World Cup as well.
Yeah. I think definitely the Canadian players were not pleased, obviously, with the outcome of the tournament. They were such a great team, and I think there was a lot more hopes for them in the tournament, and I just don't think it worked out in the way they wanted to, but they still, I've talked to a bunch of them since they came back. I actually went to school at Ohio State with Nichelle and Lindsay. They were there with me for 2 years, but they were obviously upset, but they said...
By the way, did you play at Texas once?
I played, against Texas, yeah.
In the heat?
Yep, that was crazy.
I called that game, actually.
Oh, okay. Yeah, did you?
That's why I'm just...
It was hot.
You just triggered my memory.
And they put us in black jerseys, too. I don't know why they did that.
Yeah, that was always... I might have said that on the air. That was a good move.
Yeah, it was great.
Wearing black in 95-degree heat doesn't work.
No, but... But, yeah, Nichelle and Lindsay, especially, they said it was just obviously not the outcome they hoped for, but they were so incredibly grateful for playing at the highest possible level they could be playing at. And the World Cup experience in general was very cool for them with what they've told me. So regardless of the outcome for them, I was very proud to have teammates playing at the highest level. And it was very exciting for us to watch those games, not just with Canada, but with England and Australia. And I just thought it was really cool to see our teammates there. Yeah.
Remarkable, the acceleration of the Women's World Cup and the acceleration of some of these countries. And I've said this before on this radio show, but the one story that people have failed really to capitalize on is that the United States women and the U.S. as a country has taken team sports as serious as anybody around the world, and certainly taken soccer serious. So basically the fruits of the labor of knocking down bias and prejudice based on what the United States women's national team has done globally came to crystallization in this World Cup. The quality of play of places like Argentina now, mm-hmm. the Netherlands, only their second World Cup, get to a World Cup final. Nobody for a second, once investment is made in countries like Italy, Spain, the Netherlands, are going to think that they are not going to be successful. So mm-hmm. the quality of the games, the quality of the individuals, everything to me just went up exponentially.
I agree. And I think just also the fact that I was able to watch the World Cup this year and like very, very well and engage with it. In past years, you know, maybe the streaming and everything hasn't been as active with it. And I think that was the biggest thing, is seeing how televised the women's game was really exciting to see. And I think it's been a long time, and I think women's soccer is getting the recognition it's deserving. So it was very exciting to be able to watch all those games and see everything, and all of the team's development and everything was incredible to see.
Question is now, can it trickle over to the NWSL? And that I think is the big hope here, because as much as we're fighting for improved pay for the women on the national team, what about improved pay for the 250 players in the NWSL and improved environments? That to me is bigger. It affects even more people.
I definitely think hopefully based off how the U.S. women's national team did in this World Cup, that their recognition and everything sparks a little bit more talk about equal pay and equal opportunity and everything. And I'm hoping, because the majority of women's U.S. national team players and other national team players are playing in the NWSL, I think it directly affects us just as much as it affects them. And I think that they're really trying to do as much as they can do to get their voices heard and our voices heard, and really get people investing more in the NWSL and giving us more of the respect and opportunity we deserve. And I'm hoping to see that we'll see more of that this coming year. Yeah.
Devin Kerr joining us of the Houston Dash, played her college soccer at Ohio State. She is a goalkeeper, one to keep an eye on in the future. And you want to get on that field, because I'm sure one day you want to push for the Canadian job.
Yep, for sure. I definitely want to eventually play for the Dash. I think it would be great, and I just love this team and love this environment, and I definitely, that is something I would be looking forward to one day.
713-780-3776, 713-780-3776 is the number to call in. Devin Kerr is down here. We're at Advantage BMW in Midtown. We're giving away tickets to Real Madrid, Bayern Munich. That game is tonight. If you come in here now, you can put your name into the raffle and potentially win. We've had two winners already. We're going to pick three more. We also have a Bayern Munich David Alaba jersey here that we're going to give away as well. Let's give a round of applause, please, to Devin Kerr of the Houston Dash. Thank you so much for coming down, Devin.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. Don't go away. You're going to pick one more raffle winner.
Okay, awesome. Sounds good.
All right, from Advantage BMW Midtown, I'm Glenn Davis. This is Soccer Matters. Thanks for tuning in here. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back with more. I just want to remind you about Advantage BMW. I've owned cars from here. I've leased from here. I love the drive of these vehicles. And before you leave, you should walk around. They're amazing cars. Customer service here, second to none. I'm not the guy that can get under the hood and fix things. Advantage BMW Midtown has you covered. Sales, service, finance. It can be done so easy. It's AdvantageBMWHouston.com. Philip and Justin, they'll take care of you. Come down. This is the second show we've done down here. We'll take a break. Let's win some tickets.
You going to answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help. This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Advantage BMW on Gray Street. This is Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5, brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com. Here's Glenn Davis.
How important was it for both teams to be managed by African managers in this tournament? Because so often you see African national teams go to Europe and try to hire a big name because, you know, they believe the European coach is better. How important and what type of statement was that?
Yeah, it shows that African managers who have played the game at the highest level can manage their national team to glory. You know, if you look at more than 45 or 50% of the participating nations, they came with, you know, foreign managers, even my own country, Nigeria. But we had two homegrown players who played in the competition, who captained their national teams, and now they competed for the finals, and Jamal, the Algerian coach, won it. This is the first time Algeria has won the title since 1990. You know, so it's historic for them, and also when they failed to qualify to the World Cup in 2018, they hired him. A year later, he delivered an African title, which shows that homegrown managers can do that. The combo of Kluivert and Seedorf couldn't get Cameroon past the quarterfinal stage, you know. The German national coach of Nigeria couldn't get us to the finals. And I think winning the African Nations Cup should be a yardstick to every foreign manager that manage a Nigerian national team, looking at the areas of talent we have. You know, so it's a big statement, and I believe that other homegrown managers can take this footstep of Ali Osise and Jamal.
We're down here at Advantage BMW Midtown. We still have two pairs of tickets to give away to Real Madrid and Bayern Munich. We also have Dynamo and Dash tickets. There's two more lucky winners to be chosen here. We've had a lot of patient people here sticking it out. We appreciate you doing that and being down here. I wish all of you could be winners for the tickets tonight. But we're still going to give another pair out here coming up, and then one more pair after that in one of our final segments here. We also have a Bayern Munich David Alaba jersey to give away here as well. 713-780-3776. Is the number to call in. We're talking African Nations Cup right now, or African Cup of Nations. We've had Devin Kerr. Devin Kerr has been on the show of the Houston Dash. We may get her back on here to talk a little bit more. Sam Mbonu right now joining us from Afro Vibes Radio. Algeria 1-0 over Senegal to win the African Cup of Nations for the second time. Bounedjah, 2 minutes in, it was a freak deflection. It was one of the most bizarre goals you'll ever see. It went straight up in the air, got behind a goalkeeper, got under the crossbar. It was the lone shot they had on goal the entire game, and that was it. It was a bit of an ugly final, but Algeria does not care. That's a team that had Riyad Mahrez on it. And, of course, Sadio Mane was on Senegal in that one. El Tráfico last night, Zlatan Ibrahimovic, he's 37 years of age, he's about to be 38, scores three goals against Carlos Vela and LAFC. I don't know if any of you in here watched that game, but I know some of the listeners did. That was a game that had it all. Fan base, had edge, had a genuine dislike for each other, had star players. That's one we kind of hold on a platform and maybe model. That's where we want to be more often than not. So Zlatan Ibrahimovic, after the game, comes out and says to the press, in only a way that he can do, he says, "I did not come to Major League Soccer to be judged next to Carlos Vela, who is the leading goal scorer in MLS." How good is this guy for Major League Soccer from a publicity standpoint? I think he's absolutely gold. We need more guys like him. I don't want to hear somebody tell me, well, it's a long season, the playoffs. We can turn it on with 3 weeks left. Or, we just got to grind it out. I want more Zlatan. I don't want coach speak. I want people giving us a little bit more.
I mean, hearing the president of Dynamos talk about that, I asked him in an interview, you know, do Dynamo need a player of that stature, a fear factor, a marquee player that, you know, when that player is coming to play the stadium, 22,000 BBVA, we can't even fit on a match day. I told him, listen, when LA Galaxy came to Houston, that stadium was filled to the brim because Zlatan is coming and everyone wants to see Zlatan. Don't you think it's high time Dynamo, you know, dig deep and look at, okay, what do we do to drive this huge fan base we have in this city of Houston? And his response, always been his response, you know, that he may not go ahead to, you know, define the team's success. But listen, when Rooney with DC is doing it, he is the marquee player in that team. He's the fear factor. You know, we see him score goals, you know, week in, week out. Zlatan, you know, yes, he has done it in Europe, in Inter Milan, Barcelona. He has done it in all the clubs he went to, and he's doing it with the Galaxy.
But I'm going to tell you something. Those two guys are very rare, and I'll tell you why. Because they respect the game totally. They still are playing it at the highest level they can possibly do, despite their age, right?
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
Rooney wasn't coming here to relax. Zlatan Ibrahimovic, as bold, confident as he is, he's not coming here to grab a paycheck, okay?
Well,
he could have done a lot of other things that would have financially been better for him, okay? He's come here to try and win and to kind of conquer in his own way America. These are, yes, they're older, but they're guys that are still here. They're coming here to perform. It's not like the old days that somebody's coming here to grab a paycheck and finish out their career without any pressure.
But the marquee players who have come to MLS didn't come to grab a paycheck. Steven Gerrard, David Beckham, Wayne Rooney doing it right now, Zlatan on it. They are still playing the game at the top level. You know, but just that at that age, they were at the twilight of their career and they choose MLS, which is a huge thing for the game in America. Here, looking at the fact that MLS is battling against three major American sports, the NBA, the NFL, and the baseball. So when you have this kind of, imagine Ronaldo signing for any MLS club, the huge crowd you have in the stadium, even though then he might be at the twilight of his career. So Dynamo needs such a player.
So who would that be? Would that be Andreas Guardado right now? I mean, who is that? Some might say he's too old. Would it be Andreas Guardado? Who's somebody that would fill a seat here? I mean, I would have to think
Chicharito.
Chicharito is a possibility.
Chicharito, look at the Mexican in the population here in Houston. You're telling me if Chicharito is playing for Dynamo and he's coming to play on Sunday, that's the only foot to bring?
Remember when Manchester United came to play the MLS All-Stars in Houston? You remember how many people were there that night to see Chicharito? Even though it was behind the veil of Manchester United, that place was packed
because of him,
with Mexican national team fans and Chicharito fans, because that was, if I'm correct, because I called that game that night, I think that was his debut for Manchester United, and I think he scored that night.
So when you look at it from the football point of view and commercial, he will sell jerseys for Dynamos. Everyone will wear Chicharito jersey in Houston. I will buy it personally. People will buy it. Even if it's going to be for a short term, 1 year or 2 years.
Have we done enough to promote Albert Elise? Come on, he's got the
Panther
crawl.
No, we've not.
A goal scorer.
He's a goal scorer.
He's a penetrator. We didn't like what he did in the last game getting sent off because he's handicapped the Dynamo tonight against Toronto FC. But that's a guy that I think is highly marketable. But we don't really know him. And we have to get to know him because I don't think we know his story. Yeah, this guy's played in World Cups. He's played in Olympics.
He's right down here at the stadium.
He's played in Azteca Stadium in front of 100,000 people. I don't think anybody knows it.
So we need to market the players.
And you know who's got the answer to that? David Nuno of ABC, because he's in mainstream media. He's going to be able to tell us exactly how we can unlock the key to Pandora's box. Advantage BMW, Midtown, that's where we're at. How much time we got in the segment, Harrison?
We're due. You ready?
We're due. Okay, that means we're going to give out, ready? Bayern Munich, Real Madrid tickets. Here we go. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. Reminder, we're at Advantage BMW Midtown. Tonight, it'll be historic again. 60,000 people will come out to see Letitia. Is that your boyfriend? Letitia and your boyfriend? Your husband. Even better. Congratulations. Letitia and her husband are going. They won tickets. We've had three winners so far. We're going to get a couple more winners. Has everybody in here, by the way, put your name in here? If anybody hasn't, time now because we only have two sets to give away. All right. Advantage BMW Midtown. This is the most honest, controlled crowd. We have two more tickets to give out. Come down here. We're on Gray. Advantage BMW Midtown. Time to give another pair of tickets away to Real Madrid, Bayern Munich.
ESPN 97.5. This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Advantage BMW on Gray Street. This is Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5, brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com. Here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome back to Advantage BMW Midtown. That's No Sleep Till Brooklyn by the Beastie Boys. 713-780-3776. We've got a great roundtable here. We got Sam and Bonu of Afro Vibes Radio, cover soccer, big soccer fan, Nigerian. We're very sorry that Nigeria didn't win the AFCON. So
we won our golden bronze.
But the future is bright with the young Super Eagles. We've got Devin Kerr of the Houston Dash. ABC's David Nuno is here. David, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me, man. I'm happy to be here.
Pull this mic up, you know, because I know you haven't been in TV very long and radio. I saw some great pictures of you and your kids last night at the Real Madrid training. Tell me about the connection with them and you know, with you as a father and where the game is in your family.
It's number one. So, obviously, I spent a lot of time covering the Texans, the Dynamo, the Astros, the Rockets, and my kids, all they care about is soccer. That's all they care about. They, you know, they know who J.J. Watt is. They weren't really quite familiar with what position he plays, believe it or not. But they know Ronaldo. They know Messi. They know Mbappe. They know the big names. They know, obviously, La Panterita. So they know all the big names in soccer. That's what they care about. Huge Madrid fans. Yesterday, all they wanted to do was get close to Sergio Ramos. That's all they wanted. They got 50 feet away, and they felt that that was amazing. And for a father, I think that's where my love came in, because I didn't grow up loving soccer. I grew up playing football, basketball, yes, even at 5'10", 160. Those were my sports. But then I started working in soccer, indoor soccer, in 2001. And I started seeing the guys, how cool they were and how much fun they were having.
Hot shots?
No, actually the San Diego Sockers.
Oh, San Diego Sockers.
Yeah, with Brian Quinn. He was the head coach. And
great guy.
Great guy. And that was how I got into it. Then I worked at the Sports Authority, where I met you with Oliver Luck and their pursuit of getting a soccer franchise here in Houston. Started getting a little more interested. But it wasn't until my kids started playing youth soccer and their love for it that it became my adopted number one sport. And that's all we watch at our house. Obviously, I have a beat to cover here in town. But on our free time, we're waking up. We're watching La Liga. We're watching Bundesliga. We're watching EPL. We're watching the MLS. We're watching it all.
All right. So I'm going to hit you with a hard one right away. How do we get more soccer in the news cycle? Because I know you have limited time.
Yep.
You have limited time to go cover these sports. Soccer gets the short end of it, let's face it. That's the truth, because you have people over you that are telling you what you have to cover. How does it get more in the mainstream news cycle, cycle?
I think we need younger blood in the industry, to be honest with you. I think a lot of guys just don't understand the sport, and that's part of why.
Are they afraid of it?
I don't know if it's afraid. They're just used to what they're used to. You know, it's like when you're on a computer and the computers kind of go a different level. You know, you kind of become a dinosaur in this industry with social media. You can't be a dinosaur.
Yeah, but here's what's stunning to me. You have all these people in this town
from
all over the world that love soccer. They're potential viewers, listeners, readers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why would you neglect them?
See, and
why would you not give them enough to come to the party and say, hey, we respect this sport? It's mind-blowing to me.
I think there's a two-part answer to that.
Because there's money there.
There's absolutely money.
And everybody
money.
Wants that.
So this week has been wonderful for me, and also a couple weeks back with the Gold Cup in town, because everything that I've been pitching to the organization or to my news station, they've seen it. They saw the passion in NRG Stadium for the Mexico game. You know, they saw it.
Yeah, but haven't they seen that over the years? This isn't new.
No.
This isn't new what's happening here. We come out for the big events when international ICC comes here, Mexico comes here. You know, we act like, oh, my God, you know, it took so much to get these people in. No, it isn't. You put Mexico here, people are coming.
But
the media jumps on it then. They know this.
But I think the problem is that soccer is a very fragmented sport, and people's alliances are so everywhere, right? You've got Bayern Munich fans, Real Madrid fans, Mexico fans, Senegal fans. Like, so there isn't – and that's why it's all over the place. And we as a Houston organization, like, the Dynamo need to draw better. The Dash need to draw better, right? We need to have those middle-tier fans that are kind of interested in the sport support the sport. And I'll give you another example. Social
that
media.
That means you have to sell soccer above the Dynamo and Dash.
Absolutely you do. You absolutely do.
Anybody want to – Sam, Devin, feel free to join in this conversation.
Yeah. No, we just following the trend. Just like he said, you know, even though we have fans that support different clubs all over the world here in Houston, Dynamo is our city team, you know, and it shouldn't be that hard to push them to come to the game. Like I was speaking to the president, 22,000 capacity. Even a championship team in England feel their capacity during training.
Have 6.5 million people in the surrounding Houston area.
So
That's a lot of people.
I think Dynamo as an organization should do more in terms of having a community-based program. For example, last month, I was opportunity to cover the mock African Nations Cup in Houston.
Oh, it was a mock.
It's a mock Nations
Cup.
So
you had everybody in the African community, their own teams.
Cameroon, their own team, name it after
country. That's cool. Why didn't you tell me about that, by the way?
Or me.
How come we didn't know about that? See, you're part of the problem.
You need to leave.
You really take your tickets. Now you're going to leave.
I'll just take off his head.
All right. So, such. My bad,
sorry, Sam. All right, go on.
So, such, you know, competition is community-based. Dynamo can jump on that, you know. You're not coming to scout player, but you're coming to show support to the community in the city your franchise is based. Like I asked the president, Nigerians here is more than 10,000 population of Nigerians here in Houston. And soccer is our number one sport. Whenever Super Eagles are playing, we don't care about whether you're from the north, south, or west. We bear our differences and come together to support a national team. That's how unifying soccer can be for us. So coming from that number one soccer, you know, country, being our number one sport, we've not translated that to support of local team here in Houston. Rather, when you go to viewing centers, you see them all in Arsenal, Liverpool, United, jerseys supporting foreign clubs. They've not gone to the stadium to play, but they need to be here and support Dynamo. So Dynamo should have like a community-based project.
Okay, and we heard Mr. Walker was talking about some of that in the future, but you do have to get into these communities. I think the days of where we think we have a pro team, we're here, you're going to come support us, it doesn't work with MLS, it doesn't work with the NWSL. You have to cater to the fan. You have to extend the olive branch. You have to massage them. You have to get into their communities. If you want to get 10,000 Nigerians or at least give them a shot to coming to your games, you better know their habits culturally. You might even consider trying to find a Nigerian player that would be a draw and get people down there.
I 100% agree with all that. And the bottom line for us is, as a news organization, you said it, we have 3 minutes to tell a story. And in this town...
Is that how long sports is now on the news?
Can you believe it?
3 minutes.
Yeah. 3 minutes.
So
during the week.
So you can't really go deep on anything.
I can't. So everything is quick,
just
quick hitters.
It.
And I hate to say it, we're a 3-person department. We've got to spread our limbs as best as we can. So
sure.
We have to get the Texans, the Astros, the Rockets, high school. We got to get the Dynamo. It's just very difficult to get them all on. And winning sells. So when the Dynamo are winning, it's an easier sell. When the Dash are winning, it's an easier sell. These last couple weeks have been tough on both franchises.
All right, that stadium was sold out for Dynamo games repeatedly and consistently. Would you cover them full-time?
I would cover them full-time anyway.
Would the station?
I think so, yes. Yeah. I do. I think
you would get an article every day in papers, not that the Houston Chronicle's the it anymore because of social media and everything, but... I think if a stadium's full, you can't be denied.
You cannot be denied.
I mean, everybody's going to jump on the train to cover tonight's game. No question.
It's the place to be, right?
Right.
I mean, the whole world is watching tonight, Houston.
60,000 people, and they're watching Houston, Texas. That's the other thing we forget. We show our city off every time we have these games. We up on a hard break here? Harrison?
Yeah, we're ready.
We're ready? Okay, we're going to take a break. We're going to give... I'm going to make you wait out those tickets. We're going to go with the David Alaba jersey next, okay? David Alaba jersey, if you're a Real Madrid fan, that could be tricky. Will you still take it? David Alaba's an Austrian international. He's a great Bayern Munich.
The Nigerian descent.
Yes. Huh?
The Nigerian origin.
Nigerian origin,
yeah.
See that? All right, we'll take a break here. Advantage BMW Midtown, come down here. It's Midtown on Gray. Still time to come in here and get yourself in the raffle for a pair of tickets to Real Madrid and Bayern Munich tonight. That's at Energy Stadium. We'll take a break. Our thanks to Daspit Law Firm, Kings Court, Hugh O'Connor's, the Cube and the Houston Dynamo. We'll take a break. Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5 live right now at Advantage BMW Midtown. Welcome back to Advantage BMW in Midtown. We have one pair of tickets to Bayern Munich and Real Madrid to go. A big thank you to John Daspit, the Daspit Law Firm, our presenting sponsor. But an even bigger thank you today to Advantage BMW in Midtown. Come down here. They got incredible cars. I hope some of you are going to – it's almost like a museum in here. You go around and look at these amazing vehicles down here. And remember, the people that sponsor my show, consider them when you're purchasing. Because it's good to support the people that are putting their money behind soccer. Soccer's not on the radio without people giving us advertising dollars. So a big thank you to that. I've been doing this since 2002, believe it or not. And I started on public radio, if you want to know the truth. So it was a great start there. And we took it mainstream as the game began to grow. We're here with Sam Mbonu of Afro Vibes Radio, Devin Kerr of the Houston Dash. Thank you very much for being here. David Nuno of ABC. We've been talking a number of different things. Did you see El Tráfico last night?
I was listening in my car on the way home. We have the Sirius XM. What a performance from Zlatan, right?
Not only performance, what a soundbite, right? I mean, if he
before
was playing
the game too.
If he was playing in Houston, you'd be interviewing him consistently.
I want to interview him anyway. There's a documentary on Netflix about his youth and his growing up. He's just a phenomenal person. He's kind of weird, but I love it. Like he's a troll in a good way. Like he's exactly what we need in this sport.
Devin, talk about the NWSL. Who are the biggest personalities you think in the league? Who would be the NWSL's Zlatan Ibrahimovic? Who talks the big game and backs it up?
I think probably that would be Marta. I think she's a big-time personality. Never personally had a conversation with her, but it's just her energy on the field and all of her, you know, crazy animation and everything. I think it's just awesome.
Yeah, that's a good one. Who else would you put in that category?
I'm trying to think.
Marta's on the Orlando Pride.
Yeah, she's Orlando Pride. Probably Sam Kerr. She's a little bit more relaxed. Not as flamboyant, I guess, as Marta, but she has pretty cool celebration. She's pretty loud. When she has sometimes interviews and stuff, she'll be kind of to the point and stuff, and I think her energy is pretty great in the NWSL. Yeah.
Devin Kerr joining us from the Houston Dash. If I asked you a very simple question, why should we come see you play? How would you answer that?
I would say that I just think our team, just talking about personalities in the NWSL, I think our team also has a ton of amazing personality, for sure. I think that we play really, really good football. I think we have all of the pieces that make a team great. I think right now it's just, we're kind of just in a waiting game right now, and we've just been having some tough luck, but I feel 3 points are coming, especially tonight. I think it's going to happen, and we're just such a hardworking team. Every day at practice, day in and day out, we come 100%. And I think the team is some of the best footballers in the NWSL as a collective unit. And I'm just really proud of the team. And I think the performance we put on for fans is pretty exciting. And I think the more fans that come and, you know, invest in our team, the better we will perform.
And you're all such great spokespeople. That's the other thing. I'm going to have to say you're better than the guys. I was in this position in the 80s playing professional soccer, and you had to get attention, and you had to be out there, and you had to do clinics, and you did more clinics than you played games. And you were swinging from trees to try and get people's attention. And I still think your league is a selling league. Every single player, I don't care who it is, has to be available. Has to be out there, has to touch as many young soccer players in a community as possible. It has to happen. And I honestly think, up until you've maxed out in your players' union agreements on appearances, you got to max out and do them all. And I don't care who you are right now, especially when you're having attendance problems. I think you have to be salespeople. I mean, the fact that you've decided to sit here this afternoon with us, I mean, I hope the organization understands what you're doing here, because it's important. It's time consuming. You may be tired. You might rather be at home, you know, cooling off waiting to go to the Real Madrid-Bayern Munich game than talking soccer. David.
Let me jump in because my daughter has become a huge Dash fan, and part of it is both my daughters is because when they go, there's a TLC. There's a they feel like they get to connect with these players, and I think that goes a long way. The connection, we talk about what soccer needs to do. You guys are doing it, and I just think we need to embrace it more and be there. Seeing my kids smile, and I want to go to the my daughters love Alex Morgan. So in a couple weeks in August, she's coming. Yep. You know, Marta's going to be. We're going to be there. Yep. That's what they want to do, and they feel connected to the. To the franchise that way.
Yeah, and these ladies, they're all connecting with the kids. I mean, you're not walking away from signing autographs and everything. It's the personal touch. It's being out there. It's being present. It's showing up the soccer fields.
Don't you remember, especially, and they still do it, but when the Dynamo first got here, we saw a lot of that. You guys are doing exactly what the Chings and the Bobby Boswells and the Stu Holdens were doing when the franchise
Craig
first
Weibel,
got here.
Craig Weibel.
Weibel is, I mean,
all those guys. Yep. So, but you have to remember, it was very different then.
Yep.
There was an 11 or 12 team league. It was a relocated team. It's a group of amazing guys that I think totally took on upon themselves that we have to help sell the sport. We're not at a point where we can jump in our BMW and drive home. Mm-hmm. We want people to jump in a BMW and drive home.
Especially here.
But I'm not without signing autographs. Not without talking to Brady and this little guy over here, because that goes a long way, right?
It does.
That goes a tremendously long way. It's a necessity now. You know, we're not Portland. We're not selling every game out. And I think even in Portland, Diego Valeri, he's their star player from Argentina. He's everywhere. He's everywhere. That guy's out there. He's going to live there when he's done, because he came here because he didn't want to play in Argentina anymore because of security issues, and his family couldn't come to the games. I mean, there's a lot of good going on here. But we want to. We certainly want to fill that stadium.
Yeah, I want something real quick.
Sam, get in there.
National Women's Soccer League.
Yes.
I think it's high time the NWSL try to align their calendar with their European counterpart. Well, I don't see how the Women World Cup was going on and the league is on. Mm-hmm. It kind of bring attention, you know, division right there.
Well, you're talking about MLS too, right?
Yep. You know, looking at women's soccer fans trying to watch the women's, you know, soccer match and trying to watch NWSL. You aren't going to divide yourself into two. So when they look, those are fundamental things that help soccer. The Women's Soccer World Cup is the biggest soccer showpiece for the women.
And so let me ask Devin this, because this is a great point you're making. So you've had the pre-World Cup, you've had the World Cup, and now you have the post-World Cup. I mean, it's almost like it's three differing seasons with differing sets of players.
Yeah.
That's weird.
It is, yeah, and I definitely think you're right about that. With when they're gone, it does take a little bit more attention away from the NWSL, because you have, it is the biggest stage for women's soccer. But then again, I don't know, it is sometimes tough, but then I feel like it's difficult to have them split off with times, just because I don't know how they could do it, but I agree with what you're saying.
And the quality drop.
Yeah,
the quality
that's
of
another
players
thing.
Drop. Megan Rapinoe is out. Alex Morgan is out. You know, yeah.
And let's also put the other X factor in here that we don't know where it's going to go. That is brands like Barcelona, Manchester City, Juventus now in Italy. They are all investing in women's soccer.
Real just got a team this week or 2 weeks ago. Yeah,
they are all investing in women's soccer. And there's going to be a time, and they're playing in front of some big crowds over there. And players love playing in front of big crowds. There could be more money over there. You never know. So the NWSL.
Yeah.
And I'm sure they're looking at it for sure, Stem. I like that. Step up, right?
Yeah, they have to step up, you know.
All right. So real quick, you got 30 seconds each. What's the impact of tonight's Real Madrid-Bayern Munich game here in Houston?
We may not feel it right away, but we're talking soccer. We've been talking about it all summer long. I mean, from the Gold Cup to the Dynamo, the Dash, and now Real Madrid. It's just a celebration of a great soccer community that hopefully will get us a World Cup host bid. That's what I'm hoping.
Thank you, David. Devin?
Yeah, I definitely think I'm new to the city of Houston for sure, but I think ultimately having this many fans here and such two great caliber teams is going to be huge for the city. And like you said, I think it'll really draw in more fans, and it'll draw more buzz into Houston, and hopefully get more recognition for all the professional teams here.
Mr. Salmon Bono.
Maha, I wish the crowd that will converge at NRG today can do same at BBVA Stadium, but let's see how it will rub off on the city and the and soccer culture here. You know, we're hoping it's going to bring something positive to the city as for soccer fans. So
big thank you, David Nuno, ABC. Give him a round of applause, please. Devin Kerr, Houston Dash, thank you very much. Fan favorite. And Mr. Salmon Bono, Afro Vibes Radio. Thanks to all three of you for coming down here and making this a fun day. I want a big thank you out to Advantage BMW. Number one, for supporting this radio show as a full-time sponsor. Number two, Advantage BMW, allowing us to come in here and do this show here today. And don't go away. We're going to close it down here on the air, but we are now going to give out some more prizes. Thanks to Harrison back in studio. How about a round of applause for Tyler? Man's a great rock and roller. Lost his phone in the Guadalupe River, but he's all right. All right, that'll do it today. We're gonna sign off here from Advantage BMW Midtown. I'm Glenn Davis. Remember, soccer matters. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.